Wednesday, March 28th, 2023. I am Solomon's sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Miss Crazy, welcome. You're number one today. Welcome, welcome. Minnesota. Hey, Shelby. Hey, Lou. Welcome. This crazy beach out today. Hey, The Problem over on YouTube. Welcome. Brina, hey, hey, I see you were ready, Miss Crazy, I see you were. And Frankie says to everyone on Podbean, hello. She'll be listening on YouTube today. Or maybe she won't, or I don't know. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, y'all. Oh, there we go. Okay, so today I'm talking about microaggression. And for those who don't know what it is, I am going to put it in the chat, and I will put in the chat over on YouTube. Let's see. Hold on one second. Okay, didn't mean to hit. There we go. Okay, and let me do this. There we go. Okay, so microaggression. It is a statement, action, or incident regarded as an instance of indirect, subtle, or unintentional discrimination against members of a marginalized group, such as a racial or ethnic minority, okay? And some people have microaggression towards religion. Welcome, Blunt, Ninja, Shy Lady, and GP Man. Welcome. So, y'all, these are topics I've been wanting to get into, but so many things. Oh, and Frankie, everyone is saying hello to you back over from Podbean. Okay, so Miss Crazy says, you're damn right, they are aware. Okay, and I say are people that unaware, because I believe that people have selective amnesia, or they cherry pick what they want to be aware of and what they don't. I think it's human nature. But, you know, when you look at, you know, when you make a statement, For instance, more and more schools, to me, this is just my own opinion, y'all. These, as y'all know, these are always my opinions. When you have a student who goes to school and certain things are said by the teacher, by other students, little subtle things, but you know they're intended for another person. Microaggression is at play. When you make comments about the way someone talks, hello, Swan, welcome. The way they speak, their accent, and you're putting this little tinge of, you're just going to twist the knife just a little bit. That's a microaggression, and people are aware of what they are doing. Now, some people want to play, I'm just going to come out and say it, some people want to play dumb, but they know what they're doing. And I always say that people know what they're doing. I may ask that the question, like, are they really that dumb? Are they really that stupid? And GP says some people are dumb. Yes, they are. And when my sister and I talk to each other, we'll have these conversations and we'll talk about things that have happened in the news or something that happened with someone that we know or whatever. And we'll always question each other. We're like, is it us? Is it us that we're not getting it? Because my sister and I were raised a certain way. And I tend to look at things. Swan, I'll let people up in a moment. I tend to look at things a certain way. And when people do things, I'm like, well, damn, is it me? Am I the one that's not getting it? Or are these people intentionally saying stuff out of ignorance, because they're stupid, because they just want to twist the knife? Why do people say and do certain things against marginalized people? Now, in terms of a marginalized person, let me give you guys the definition on that. And these are, I'm getting my definitions, guys. If you guys want to look them up. I'm getting them off of Google, because it's just easier for me. Marginalized. Hold on. Let me put copy. Hold on. And let me get it over to YouTube. Okay, so marginalized. Person or group or concept treated as insignificant or peripheral. Hey, Grid. Just Corey. Okay, so I don't consider myself a marginalized person. People may want to put me in that group, but I don't consider myself that person. Because as I said, as you all have heard me say before, I respect myself too much to allow someone to stereotype me, to pigeonhole me, or say whatever. But why do people choose to treat people a certain way because they are different? And if that's the case, shouldn't we all be treating everyone a different way? Because the bottom line is we're all different from everyone else. We are. We may have the same color skin, but we're all different. I may have the same color skin as my neighbor, but we're different. I may speak the same language as, my coworker, but we're different. So why is microaggression still such a problem in society? And when will it stop? So, Swan, welcome.
Thank you. I'm from Ireland. Yeah, I'm from Ireland. So, I'm from Dublin. Thank you for letting me on.
You're welcome.
I just heard what you're saying, and like, I have like Mexican friends and like different like groups of friends, and like I just think in light what you say, it's basically like you can't judge somebody by their culture or their color or things like that. It's just how you treat somebody. Like all my friends are all mixed race, and some of them are Irish and English, but like we all love each other because we all understand the same, like we have the same balance, we have the same standing, we have the same brain. Like it's kind of like you can't really, I don't really believe in any of that. I always believe that like if you're good and kind and you have honesty and respect, then it doesn't matter where you're from or what you are. Like,
okay. You know? Okay.
Yeah, because my friends are not really Irish all the way. They are and they're not. And like, I'm from Dublin, born and raised in Dublin, 1980. But I grew up around Irish, a lot of Irish people. I was born in 1980. I was growing up around Irish people, English people, like. But I don't judge. Now that I transitioned into adulthood and teenager, like I mixed around and I don't judge people. But like we're living in a really bad divide right now. We're living in a world that operates through police state systems, like, but that's a different conversation. But the thing is that I don't judge people from their backgrounds. I don't do that because nobody I know does that. Like, I have friends in England and everything, and like, I love people, but we have sadly gone into a divide.
But Swan, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but unfortunately, everyone doesn't think the way you do. You know, you have people that, as Miss Crazy says, you know, you want to stir the pot. And Brina says, I think they know what they're doing in most cases. They just don't have the guts to be direct. And, you know,
I'm very honest and genuine. Yeah, sorry,
Brina. You know, and that's how, to me, and again, guys, this is all my opinion. I don't have a podcast to put anyone down. I don't go from show to show, you know, as some people do, and you know, go from show to show, and they're saying nasty things, whatever. I don't need to do that. Okay, Swan, hold on. Let me put you on mute for a moment. You know, so I don't need to do that. But you know, you have people that do. You know, I come on here to give people a platform to say what they want to say. However, I am not going to allow people to disrespect other people on my show. I'm not going to allow people to, you know, we may view different things in terms of politics differently. But I'm not going to have you come on here to, you know, diss one person or diss that person. I'm not going to do that. I am here to have a hopefully respectful discussion. And as y'all know, sometimes we go back and forth, whatever. But microaggression, people who practice it, I think it is like Brina says. They don't have the guts to be direct.
To aggressively approach, overpoach something. I'm just like genuinely trying to give my point across. And I know, I understand that you my mute and all that, but like I'm from Ireland, like I'm new to this app, and I'm just trying to have my little voice. That's all. I'm not trying to like hurt anyone or be against anyone. I maybe there has been times where I have been like, you know, I have said the wrong thing, and I'm sorry for that.
But, I'm not saying that you are. What my comments were not meant for you. I wasn't directing my comments at you at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm saying that I understand what you are saying, but I'm saying that microaggression is an issue with a lot of people.
Yeah, but people have slammed me down on the platform, like on this platform, on this like platform 2 years. I'm trying to find my own little like group. Almost, it's like in real life, you find your little, like when you're in college, you find where you sit and all that shit. And on the platforms, I'm trying to find my little groove, and like, I have my friends in real life, but I think it's my first time on this platform. I don't think I've ever been on this platform before. But I'm not here to hate. I'm not here to.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. I don't mean to keep. I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but I understand what you're saying. I know you're not here.
Yeah, I'm not hating. To, I'm not
you know,
hater.
So I'm just I here to I am to very have. Okay, and I just want to move it on. So I'm just trying okay. to. So I understand what you're saying, but I do want to read some of the comments, whatever. So okay. So I'm going to put you on mute, and then I will call on you again because we do. Okay, so I fine. Do have a format that I use.
That's fine. That's
okay. Fine. All right. Thanks. Okay. So let's see. Hey, Pook. Welcome, Power Girl, and welcome, Esther, and welcome, Angela Harkins. Okay. So let's see. Let me go back up. Let's see. Did I miss to see you all are saying hello to each other? Da, da, da. Okay, so my question is, now, Ms. Crazy said that people are aware of what they are doing. Do you all think that's true, or do you think that there's an ignorance that some people have? When I say ignorance, I don't mean stupid. I mean that some people are just ignorant. Some people just don't know. So is it possible that people really are unaware and ignorant in terms of what they are saying, but or do you all think that most people really know what they're saying? That people are aware of when they say things that intentionally hurt other people, or, you know, what do you think? Miss Crazy, welcome.
Howdy. I couldn't resist.
I know you couldn't.
When I first saw the show talk, I was waiting to see what direction it went, because that's you always pick a topic, you know, which I personally like, that the variables are so outrageous that you just like you could pick it apart all day long. Do I believe that people are ignorant? Absolutely. Blissfully ignorant? Pretty rare. Pretty rare.
Hold on, Miss Crazy. So when you say blissfully, what do you mean?
Mean like they don't understand the ignorance. Like they don't, because they're ignorant. They really don't like, but people like that say certain things, let's say they say something.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was like, is that me? people that say stuff sometimes and they are ignorant. Those are the people that you can go, hey, that's not okay. Maybe you could pick a different choice of words or whatever it is, or you can peacefully push back on those people, right? Because they really are just like, oh, I didn't mean it that way, or whatever the case may be. You'll know the difference, because when you confront somebody who's being ignorant and indirect on purpose, ignorant on purpose, they're going to be like, nah, it's not, nobody took it that way but you, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so like the defense mechanism will tell you whether that person knows what they're doing or not most of the time.
Okay, so again, so I'm hearing that more and more classrooms are having issues with things that shouldn't be said. And, you know, we all, well, not all of us, but, you know, the recordings and everything are out there. You know, kids are taping stuff, you know, whatever, that either other students are saying or teachers are saying. So are these teachers purposely doing this to get up under a child's skin? I mean, why even do it? I mean, as an adult, first of all, let's take the teaching part out of it. But as an adult, shouldn't you be aware of what you are saying if you're in a classroom setting?
Absolutely.
So why do we have these teachers that are basically saying whatever they want?
Because they're not being held accountable for it. Anytime someone continues to do something like that, they're not being held accountable for it. Either nobody's saying anything or they're just overlooking it for whatever reason, right? So most of the time in a teaching environment, come on, for any environment, it's already pretty rare for someone not to know when they're doing that. And honestly, in a teaching environment, if a teacher's doing that or any kind of power place, I get power, where you're in when you're in a position of power, that's exerting dominance. And teachers, there's teachers, I had teachers do that to me all through. I mean, teachers like to do that. There's just some really crappy teachers that like to assert dominance and however they can. Fear, because most of them are like, well, you can't say nothing back, so I got the upper hand. Why? Because nobody's going to hold them accountable for that. A lot of times when the kids do say stuff about it, everybody just blows the kids off. Like, yeah, right. You know, you that's an adult, you're a child, that's probably not happening. You know what I mean? So it's a power play on that. I seriously doubt in a teaching environment that you're going to be that freaking ignorant. Come on now.
You just see some of the stuff that's out there. And I just wanted to address Shelby. I've never had an issue with you. So, so don't worry about it. You know, Crazy, it's interesting that you say that because, again, you see the videos that are out there. And, you know, when I was in school, especially high school, I had this one teacher who would just push me. And I would talk back to him. I would say, well, that's not right, you know, whatever. And like I said, you know, my mother had to go up to school with me every single year from kindergarten, literally, until I got out of high school. Every single year. She was up at school because of something that I said or did, you know, and because I was pushing back, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a generation now of young people who are not putting up with it. They are pushing back. They're pushing back against their own peers and they're pushing back against an authority that is wrong.
I know where to go. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So, I mean, so, you know.
Well.
Okay, I disconnected.
That threw me off a little bit. I'm sorry, were you asking me a question?
It threw me off too, so, you know. But anyway, so why do people, we have a generation of children now or young people who are growing up who are pushing back. Gen Z, they are pushing back.
I think I personally think that they're probably pushing. I know I told my son that stuff. Maybe they're pushing back because we were not allowed to. But I'll tell you what, I had a lot of teachers with microaggression. Well, I don't know about microaggression, just a lot of aggression overall. And, you know, they, especially like kids with hard heads like me, you know, like I didn't take no shit. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? A teacher or not, and especially a teacher, because you're supposed to be you're supposed to be a safe person for me. So what's up with that? You know, and I've always butted heads because I talk back, and I told my son that too. Like, you don't have to take that. You don't have to take that stuff. I don't care, a teacher or not. Well, like who allows these people to get away from the, with that stuff? You know what I mean? Like,
it, I mean, okay, you shouldn't. But in all, I mean, in all honesty, society does, because when a when a teacher blatantly says something, you know, a word that the he or she should not use, but they say, "Oh, well, we're teaching." You know, we're in a learning atmosphere, so I should be able to say certain things. No, you should not.
Absolutely not.
You know,
but
and
it's
that's
the management too. So
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
No, I was saying it's the management. It's the people they're not being held. It's the people managed. There's people that's supposed to manage them too. They are not independents. That's how they act, but they're not.
Okay, so Crazy Lady says, how can you not be aware of what falls out of your mouth? Now, to play both sides, yes, we say something like, oh shit, I didn't mean to say that. You know, things happen to sometimes come out of our mouths, but there are some things that come out of people's mouths where it's like blatantly, like, seriously? Mm-hmm. So Crazy Lady says, how can you not be aware? How can you not be aware of what you just said is wrong? But yet, if someone says it to you, you get butthurt.
Nah, if you get butthurt over something that was said to you that you've already said, you damn well knew what you were saying. Now, in the case of how can someone not be aware, the only instance is if you chose the wrong words to say what you're trying to get your point across. You know, but then again, those people are the ones that you go, hey, that's probably not the way you should have said that, or can we not say it like that? Or, but again, who's telling people? Who has the guts to go against the microaggression and not worry about the consequences? Because what happens is a lot of times it's people. Let's say you're in a group of people. I'm just trying to use an example because I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say. And you got five people over here and you're one person and you hear one person saying this, right? And you're one person and you try to say something and all five of those people jump on you. Doesn't matter if they thought that was wrong or not. They jump on you because that's my friend. That's my boss. I don't care. You're not going to talk to them. However, so that's why people stop saying certain things. So you got both sides. You got someone that people that are constantly saying stuff and nobody's telling them anything. And until someone gets, this is the whole thing when I talk about punching people in their teeth. Because you've already, I'm not going to keep talking to somebody. I'll stop talking to somebody who just can't get it. Because if you've been told, and you can't tell me that people haven't told people, but there are people on certain mental levels that may not understand. They don't comprehend it that way. So
but is it them on that mental level? I mean, if someone comes up to you, okay, for instance, I have seen cases in person and I've seen videos where you have adults literally getting into a child's face and just screaming at them for whatever. And it may not even be your child. I don't even think you should get into your own child's face and scream and holler, you know, but, you know, when you have an adult screaming at a child, shouldn't you know better? I mean, shouldn't you you are this grown ass person talking to this kid. Seriously?
100%. And that's the power trip stuff. That's the people, they know they can get away with it. You see what I'm saying? Who's telling them no? How many times have they done it? Who's telling them no? And who's reprimanding? This is the stuff that happens. We talked about this before. Remember when I said something about bad employees basically in certain systems just get circled around? Mm-hmm. That's what happens. So like, that's, nobody's stopping the problem. Everybody's just masking it, ever moving them, or, oh, maybe if you go to this school, you won't be. No, a person's going to be how they're going to be until someone knocks their front teeth out. So like, and you can't do that to everybody, obviously, you know, whether we want to or not. Kids obviously can't do that to their teachers. You got parents not believing the kids, staff not believing the kids. the kids are automatically put in kids, and you're an adult, there's a kid you need to respect. No, but that adult doesn't need to be like that. But who's telling this person, stop it, and when are they being reprimanded for doing this stuff and not just being, well.
Okay, all right, so let's see, Lou says, but when we were kids, our friends' parents were allowed to put us in our place. And he says, who defines what's okay to say or not? I mean, come on. To me, again, that's common sense. I mean, you should know what is okay. I don't think you need a definition to know what you should and should not say. There are some things that you should not say. Yes, we have freedom of speech and you can say whatever the hell you want. But again, we can't cherry pick and say, well, I'll say this here, but not say this here. I mean, there's just certain things that you should just know better that you should not say.
Or if you do say them, someone should tell you that's the thing though. Like there, you see, you said a word that's a naughty word, solid. Common sense is naughty. That's naughty because common sense isn't common at all. And what is common sense to you may not be common sense to somebody else. You see, whether that's true or not, that's just the way it is. And everybody, remember the going back to the defense thing. If someone defends what they are saying, then they blatantly know, or even argues the fact, they blatantly know. People that don't know, and I mean blatantly, okay, or just they're just a little oblivious or whatever, they just don't understand that that's not something you could say or whatever. They're just going to be like, oh, okay, you know, and they're going to intake that internally and they're not going to say that again, right? Because we're all going to make mistakes. We're all human. We're all going to say things. You said earlier, we're going to say things and we're like, oh, yeah, I didn't really mean to say that. That's not the way I meant it to come out or whatever. And then we say, oh, that's not the way it meant to come out. Maybe a teacher has a bad day, yells at a student, and then goes, whoa, steps back and goes, you know what, I'm sorry, you know, and then they have their talk or whatever, and they work it out. Now, obviously, depending on the age of the student, blah, 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 you know, whatever, but, like, the microaggression thing is never, ever going to go away, because go back to what Brina said earlier, is people that don't have the guts. And that's the 98% of the microaggression is people don't have the guts to say things just outright. And they definitely won't say them around certain people. You know, like you're not going to find a lot of people saying a whole lot of microaggression things around me unless it's their very first time, because it won't be a second time. But other people, they just let people say whatever and whatever. Nobody, if you're not held accountable for the actions you do, you will continue those actions.
Okay. It doesn't. All right.
I don't know how else. Like, I know that it is okay. The way for me.
I'm putting the definition in the Google definition of microaggression back into the chat so you guys can see it. Shiley, welcome and thanks for being patient.
Hey, hello everybody.
Hello.
I know a lot of the conversation for the last 20 plus minutes have been about teachers and kids and all of that and verbal things about what people say. But I was reminded, having this listened to all this conversation, I was thinking about this conversation that my sister and I had actually yesterday. We were talking about that we were in the mall the other day and we were in a little fancy restaurant and there was this woman with a husband or a boyfriend or whatever. And she, you know, you're supposed to, it's kind of like a unwritten policy where you stay like to the right side of the mall if you are going to the stores on the right side or whatever. You don't just like cross in front of people. Well, this woman, she just walked in front of us and she was like, looked at us like we were supposed to step aside to let her go past. And we were looking, my daughter and I were looking at each other. My daughter. And we were looking at each other like, does she actually think we're going to move for her when she came over on our side? And we were like thinking like, bitch, please, you got to be kidding. We just looked at her. So she stepped aside. And then there was another situation. We go to this gym, right? And we've been going for years. And so we like know like a lot of the same people. we're not friends with them, but they're regulars. We see them all the time. Well, there's a certain group that were standing in front of the stairs. I mean, literally, there's two sides. When you want to go up, you walk up on the right side. You don't go on the left side because the people that are going down walk on the left, walk down on the left side. So you don't go up the left side. That's like another unwritten rule. So there's these people, it's about four or five of them, middle-aged, probably 50s. They're standing in front of the damn stairs talking, literally blocking the whole, excuse me, I had to go there because it pissed me off, the whole goddamn staircase.
It's wow, like, Charlie, you must be on a roll because you usually don't swear. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. So I'm like, do you really think we're going to move to the side? So my daughter walked right through them and they looked at her like, oh, this bitch must be, is she serious? We're standing here. Get the hell out the way. She's like, I'm not saying excuse me. They see everybody going around them. It's like, you've done your exercise. Obviously, you're done. You're sweating. And you're going to talk with Jan and have a conversation. Move the step to the side. Step to the side and talk. Nobody has to go around you. But I just want to say that's all nonverbal stuff. The microaggression, like, how dare you walk through me? Don't you see me talking? I'm having a conversation with Karen. You need to move over. No, you move. That's my two cents.
I think you put in $1.50 there, shy lady. You know, it's like, why are people the way they are? And Lou, I've been watching your comments and you're saying less family structure. I don't think microaggression is about family structure. Because again, the technical term for it is subtle, indirect, unintentional discrimination against a marginalized group such as racial or ethnic minority. And I personally choose to throw in religious, you know, but I guess microaggression now can be basically what Shy Lady said, what Miss Crazy was saying, you know, just, I mean, again, are people that unaware? And the reason why I don't think that it is family structure, because you have adults, you have older people, you have people that are in their 90s who practice microaggression, and microaggression has been going on for ages, for centuries. I don't think it has anything to do with whether you're from a single parent home or from a two parent home. I know people who are single parents or were raised by single parents, and they are excellent. I know people who were raised with two parent homes, and they're like, seriously, this is your kid? You know, so, you know, it's, to me, microaggression is a societal problem. And again, I just say, are people really that unaware? Okay, and Daddy Hoff says, I don't think people are more rude. They are scared to speak their mind due to how strong society has become. But why has society become so high strung? Why are we so high strung? I mean, seriously, why are we so high strung as a society? Because you, and to me, we're high strung because you have people up there who are, you know, putting fear in everybody's head. Oh my God, this is going to happen. Oh my God, if these people come here, then we're going to have this. Oh my God, if this religion does this. Oh my God, fear. I think that's one reason why we're so high strung. You know, and tomorrow, yes, I'm talking about guns, you know, but we got shootings and all this other crap going on. Yes, everybody's so damn high strung. We're raising a group of children, a generation of children who can't even go to school without having to have active shooter drills. That's why people are so damn high strung. Is that why? I mean, I don't know. Somebody, I mean, tell me I'm wrong. So, I mean, and then Daddy Hobbit says to Shine Lady, I would have told them to effing move. Miss Crazy?
No, I was just listening to what Shy Lady said, and you know, that's the truth. And that's, you gotta understand that microaggressions no longer, or any kind of aggression, it is no longer something that people just, you know, didn't do or whatever, didn't feel comfortable doing. People feel more comfortable and entitled to say there is a freedom of speech. Absolutely. You are free to say whatever you like. And I'm also free to react to that speech, you know? So that's the thing is, even people that are held accountable, just there's just some people that are just gonna do it. They live miserably. That's how they live. And I'm gonna tell you that you want to act entitled. That's what. Remember what I told you the other day, and when I told you I was doing the Lord's bullying. That's the thing. Like, I'm not gonna let anybody act any type of way. No way, no how. Now maybe I'm just one person or whatever, but. You know, I'll say something. I don't mind saying something. I don't mind doing exactly what she said. I'll walk right through. And if you keep walking towards me and we're walking the same direction, if you think I'm going to move, we'll hit each other. We'll hit each other because I'm not going to move. And then when you say something, I'll be like, well, I was headed that direction. Well, I was already headed that direction. Okay, well, I probably wouldn't have been so whatever. Also, I guess that brings to light, is the microaggression met with aggression the right way to handle it or not? Are you supposed to walk away from it? Are you just supposed to let it go? Are you just supposed to be whatever and everybody just lives however in harmony because nobody's telling anybody anything? Is that the way to go about it? No, I mean, I don't think so. Just let people do whatever they want and you're supposed to just take it all the time. And because people tell me that, they're just like, well, you could have just let that go. You could have been the bigger person. Maybe I don't want to be the bigger person today. I woke up and choose violence today. How about that? You know, so go ahead if you want to. Be microaggressive however many you want, but you're going to find one day who's going to teach you how not to be microaggressive or aggressive or a shitty person or whatever you want to be. And some people, unfortunately, haven't met that. And you are right about the family structure. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with how you're raised is how you're going to be all your life, because it's always been the same. There's not been a change in, other than getting worse, if I have my opinion about it, about people and how they act. We're in 2023 and everything is worse than it used to be.
Yes, it is. And Danny Hoff says, you know, that he blames the media. And I put in the chat, you know, how does media affect bad behavior? Bad behavior was around way before mass media.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah, but I think that people with the media, though, I think it's people feel more entitled to do it because of the media. Because they,
okay,
you know.
Okay, but that is why I say that if you have people who are allowed to come on the media and just say crap, then you have, this is where I'm sorry, I'm going to say stupid people who listen to this crap, you know, I mean, because that's what it is. So is it the media or is it the fact that, you know, these people are on the media, you know, it's same as if they were to get up in the middle of a park and stand, you know, on a table with a bullhorn and saying whatever, you're still going to have a certain group of people who are going to listen to a whole bunch of crap and then react off of that crap. So then it comes back to what I always say, individual responsibility.
Oh, absolutely.
Everyone is responsible for their own behavior. Yes, we can blame the media, but we can blame the media. Is that saying that, well, I did this because the media did? No, you did it because you chose to behave and say something or do something. You made that decision. Yeah, the media may have said it, whatever, or may have put it out there, but you chose to act on what a fool said.
I just think it's worse because the media is just more prominent now, and it is
Yeah, it is.
But it's still, and not that it's not individual responsibility, because trust me, they should that falls on the person. That's why I keep saying stop blaming the parents for everything, because people always want to run back to the parents. And I was like, no, come on now. Like, I'm the poster child for that. All right. So don't do that. Don't try that, because I'm not going to agree with that ever. I understand that environmental stuff, but at some point, environmental, the place you're grown, you know, how you're raised, that's all factors. But you pull yourself out of that sometime and at some point, right? And you're still the same. Then what do you say? If you're an adult now and you made the decision to still do that, how are you going to blame my past? Like, that's when people try to say, well, I did bad things because I had a bad childhood. Nah, sorry. I don't accept that excuse, because I have all kinds of reasons to be an asshole all day, every day. And I might be, but I'm not unnecessarily, you know, like, and that's just the bottom line on that. Like, every individual is different. There's so many personalities, so many everything, but accountability is something that most people don't. They just don't. They don't hold themselves accountable, not other people, themselves accountable.
Okay, and then and Brina is agreeing with you, Miss Crazy, that you can only blame a bad childhood for so long, and that's why, you know. And then Daddy House said it's influence of the media, and unfortunately, people don't take responsibility. No, they don't. But at the same time, that's why I always come back and I ask the same question. You have two people, two children living in the same household. They got the same amount of hugs and kisses, or the same amount of spankings or ass whoopings, however you want to call them. You know, they got the same amount. You know, this person got fussed at the same amount as the other person. One kid grows up to be a distinguished person, respectful, very nice, very cool. The other one turns out to be a serial killer. So it's like, you know, again, you can keep saying the parents. And yes, there are some bad parents. Yes, there are. But, you know, again, you know, some people, they're able to say, okay, I need to change my life. I need to do this. I need to do that. But how do the same siblings growing up in the same house, one of them goes this way and the other one goes the other way? We, and again, and I agree with Miss Crazy, we can only blame childhood for so long, because at some point, because even children, you know when you're doing something wrong. And yes, people are going to say whatever they want to say. But nowadays, it's getting to the point where you can say whatever you want to say, but you might get your teeth knocked
down. I'm ready.
You know, and the videos are out there, and I've even seen it personally. Someone kept saying something and someone said, okay. And they, boom, guess what? That person wasn't saying much anymore.
All I'm saying is people need to think twice. And sometimes you need to give them a reason to think twice. You get a painful reminder, you're going to think twice. I mean, all of us have gone through that. Now, I mean, everybody's tested their limits. That's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? Trial and error, test and learn, all that other stuff. And unfortunately, people didn't learn early enough. They learn later on in life. Some people don't learn. You can never go back and blame your childhood for everything forward past a point. You just can't. Now you can go back, because everything you did a year ago is the reason why you're here now. A year ago, a year from now, it's all going to be whatever you're doing now is going to affect that, right? So you're going back and blaming. That's just excuses. You're using excuses to be a crappy person. And I, for one, won't let that be an excuse. Nobody let me use excuses for when I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do, right? So, I mean, that's how I look at it. You know, like, unfortunately, forever in a day, it's just not going to be like that. You have so many people that, not enough people willing to stand up and too many people willing to stand over.
Very, very good point. And Brina says, is there their internal wiring? And Angela says, yes, I raised two. They are day and night. One had a job, family, their one house. The other has been in and out of jail and does nothing with his life. I often wonder where I went wrong, but figure it out. It wasn't me. So again, you know, how, you know, that's why I do not say it's the parents, the parents, the parents, it's the single family, it's that, whatever, because at some point people have to stand up on their own two feet and say, this is what I'm going to do. Now, Brina has a good point, or an interesting point, where she says it's their internal wiring. So, okay, so Brina, are you saying genetics, that one kid got this and the other kid got that? So one kid is taken after great, 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 great grandfather, whatever, and the other one is just taken after, you know, great grandfather. I mean, I don't know. And then Brina says genetics. Okay, so going back to what Angela says, then can we say that one wasn't wired right and the other one was? I mean,
I just want to make a point.
Go ahead.
Shelly. I mean, to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I mean, obviously, I'm not a scientist or anything like that, but I don't know if it's so much genetics, because sometimes you can have a kid who wants to make his own choices. You know, I got three, and my youngest son, he didn't want to go to the same school that the other two went to. He wanted to go to a totally different school. And the kids at this particular school, they were different. He said he was tired of being around really nerdy kids. And so he wanted to go be around some different kids. And it could be environment as well, because he's very, very bright, but he doesn't like certain kinds of kids. Like, they're really, really nerdy or lame. He wants to be the cool kid. You know, that's his personality. But I don't know if it has anything to do with genetics. It's just the way he is, the way he's wired.
Okay. Miss Crazy?
I agree with the wired part, like how you're wired, because all of I don't know about genetics. I can't really speak on that, because, you know, I mean, there's cases where you're just like, oh, you're like so and so, but that's just because there's certain traits that everybody has and you're related, and people that you don't know, there could be 30 other million people with that same trait. So I don't know about genetics necessarily, but wiring, I agree with. It's how you're wired. That's how you're built. But that can change. Your brain is a muscle. Your brain is a muscle. It gets stronger when it's used, when you can learn things, you can unlearn things. You know what I mean? It's just that people either aren't taught or don't know how, or they don't care, or whatever the case may be. Look, I did a lot of things that I knew differently, you know, see if I could push the limits. That's why I can say these things, because I know, because I did this stuff. I changed something about the way I was originally thinking and made a difference in the way my thought process, because I changed the wiring, how I was wired, either through pain or through happy or through whatever it might be. Sometimes drugs, whatever. You know, I mean, I changed it, you know, but I had to, it wasn't an easy process. Muscle memory, things that you remember, things that you, whatever the case may be. I don't know if it's genetics or not. There might be I think there's a play in that. I think that there's a play in there somewhere for that. I just know that I agree with the wired thing. You're all wired differently, and you're all going to be continued to be wired differently, and you're going to build a different, you are not the same when you're 5 and when you're 35. So that means that the only way it could be genetics, right? I'm just going to use this as an example, is if it's a trait that never changed through 30 years. Wiring can be changed and redone and rerouted and stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So let me ask this, because I'm listening to what Shy Lady said about her son, and listening to what you just said and what Brina was putting in the chat, and what Angela was saying. So let me ask this. Again, going back to, are people really that unaware? Do you guys think, looking at genetics and the wiring and all this other stuff, do you think people, when they're born, they are destined to be serial killers?
No.
So do you think that becoming a serial killer is the environment, the person that the people you're hanging around? Do you think it's genetics? I mean, what turns someone into a serial killer? And I come back to, are they that unaware? Like a serial killer, they have to be aware of what they're doing is wrong. So again, I come to, what turns someone into a serial killer?
I'll just give you the example of myself. Okay. I have the type of personality, intelligence and stuff that I probably could be that if that's the path I chose. If you have that type of power, because it's not as stupid, people aren't serial killers. They don't understand. They can't be, because they're not going to live. They're not going to not get caught long enough. Right. So being intelligent, having a disposition to be something bad, for like to use the power for bad or good. Right. Maybe the path they were led down just led that path because they never saw anything else and never given the opportunity to come out of that. And those would be the people that maybe don't have the mental capacity, right? And then you have the ones that are, they have the mental capacity to come out of it, but they choose not to because it's some kind of game. You know what I'm saying? So like, I could have, I mean, I'm not a serial killer, okay? I'm not that.
I was about to say Ms. Crazy Agent. You serial killer?
My point is that I use my power for good instead of evil. I could have been very vindictive, I can be. But you see, I choose to take that stuff and use it for the right reasons instead of the wrong ones. And that was my choice though, right? Nobody led me up that path. That wasn't something that somebody else led me down. There was a time where I could have gone one or the other, believe me, not serial killer, but just, really bad person. You know what I'm saying? Like I made that conscious choice, but I was able to do that because I'm wired that I'm very extremely self-aware. Extremely. That is pretty rare for someone to be like that. I know what I could have done versus what I did in either way. But there's so many, that's where if you're looking for the wiring part of it, maybe someone's wiring, just that's the path they chose. And once you leave a certain path and your mental capacity stays there and it's not ever changed or influenced, maybe, I don't know, by people, environments, whatever, nobody ever did anything. That's where you're going to live there, because that's comfortability too, because that's all they know. So, okay. I don't think people are born that way. I think they are born with choices. And they have paths that they are led down, and everybody touches them. Everything they touch is all part of that path. And everyone tries to say, well, there's just one road. No, there's not. There's several roads you can take, and you have to make a choice at some point whether you're going to take this other road or you're going to go down this road. Everybody has the opportunity to be that way.
And that's why I say individual responsibility. Miss Shy Lady, you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, about your question you asked, are serial killers born that way? I don't think people are born serial killers, because I think a lot of times something has happened in their something has happened in their life to cause a lot of them to be that way. So maybe something very tragic has happened in their life. Sometimes, no, I don't know. I didn't watch the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. I don't know anything about this man's life. I refuse to watch it, but I remember, you know, in Chicago when all that stuff was happening, because it was in Milwaukee and it was on the news all the time. But I just think about someone that, one of my, husband's friends, they were brothers. They both have passed on, but they were like night and day. One of them, became a recluse, and he got into drugs really, really, really heavily. And the other brother, he kind of experimented with drugs, but the other one, he got so into drugs that it took over his life, and he just became a real bum. I mean, a bum, homeless, everything. They were raised in the same household, but I don't know if it's, I don't know if it was genetics. I just think it's a lot of it's environmental. This other brother chose to go with the druggy crowd that appealed to him or whatever. But I don't, like I said, going back to the serial thing, I don't think people are born that way. I think they get into situations and they choose the wrong paths. I think I agree with Crazy. They are born with choices and they make the wrong choices. And I think that the brain can change. I mean, obviously it can, because you're not, the brain is not fully developed until age 25. So the scientists say, but I just wanted to add that.
Okay. So this crazy
meeting. Yeah, I got to sign it. I always forget. It's always at 4 o'clock. We have these dumb meetings now. But I appreciate you. And I agree with what she's saying. With obviously, you know me, I agree with a little bit of everything what is being said. And I only give my side of it, but it's a path. And then unless there's a drastic change, and I agree with her too, tragedy can change you on the drop of a dime, and especially if you're already teetering. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, but I was just about to ask you for your last word, and you just gave me your last word. So, all right. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Shy Lady, you have a last word so we can, we're past our hour. You have a last word?
No, it was a good conversation. Lots of interesting thoughts from people. But I mean, I think that people, just my little last thing, like you say, I'll say this quickly. I think people are aware that they're being mean to people or nasty. And I just think there is a lot of it's a thing of entitlement, to, in my opinion, like the whole situation with the people standing in front of the stairs. They know they were blocking the stairs, but they wanted people to go around. They didn't, they wanted somebody to say, excuse me. And I just think it's a lot of it's entitlement. I think a whole lot of microaggression is entitlement, or people looking down on other people, thinking some groups are lower than them and they're better than certain groups. And it's also stupid, because nobody's better than anybody. It's stupid for people to even think that, oh, because your skin is this color, that color. There's ignorant, ugly people in every race. You don't have to be a certain race to be ugly. It's every race. And every race, there are certain races that are not smarter than others. It all depends on how bad you want it. That's it.
Okay. And on that note, I am going to take us out with Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. We talked about a lot of stuff today, y'all. So anyway, I'm going to take you out with that.
Make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man flow. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. The mirror. I'm asking him.
And that's all I have. You guys, I will see you tomorrow. Enjoy your day or weekend or day or evening, wherever you are in the world. And Miss Crazy, I will drop you a message. Bye.